What's good, locals? Welcome back to the local podcast. This is episode 55. You can find our podcast on Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Google Play Store, and that one app you guys know about that we don't know about. But anyways, you have me, Carlos Perez, and my good friend.
Miguel Vasquez.
Yes, sir. The app where we talk about video games, movies, anything that pretty much interests us, like TV shows, anything that goes in our daily lives. But you know how we do it every single week. Mike, what have you been up to, buddy?
This whole week, I've been mostly just doing the commission work that I previously mentioned in the past podcast about this client that I have. He's a book author and a politician. His name's Noam. His last name's pretty hard to pronounce, but yeah, if you actually Google him, he comes up and it has his little info. Nothing like Wikipedia info, but it's like legit on the right side of Google. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, I've been working on that. He wants me to, I've worked with him before, like back in 2019. And he wants me to just create like another character for the previous character that I created for him back in 2019. So that's what I've been working on. I have yet to get Little Nightmares 2 just because I want to finish this commission and also want to finish like my personal projects. Right now I'm working on the Minions and Powerpuff Girls. So I'm really excited to see how the Powerpuff Girls come out because I feel like they're okay. I've had the Powerpuff Girls on hold for nearly 2 years since 2019. Why? Because their hair is so difficult to do. Well, back then, I've improved a lot with modeling, you know, realistic hair in 3D. So now I've realized, you know what? I think I've got so much experience in creating like long hair that I can actually like give it a shot and succeed. So I've had that same model of the Powerpuff Girls like on hold since like 2019. It's just crazy, you know. I just realized, like, damn, I could have finished this model like 2 years ago. But yeah, like with stuff I've improved on with making, you know, creating realistic hair, I feel like I can deliver, you know, with all three girls with their own, you know, respective hairstyles, haircuts, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've been working on that. On the previous podcast, you know, I mentioned about that I had a Tinder date. You know, I went on a Tinder date, you know, and I don't know if I mentioned, this Tinder date, it's a girl from China. She's a foreign student, exchange student, I mean. And she goes to Laverne, and yeah, it was pretty cool. I was surprised how tall she was. And I was also surprised because I had to pick her up. She drives, but she told me that she got like two tickets, you know, just like so quickly, like in 2 days, she got like two police tickets because, I don't know, I think she made like a wrong turn or something. So yeah, I was like kind of like concerned about like for her, just because like it's kind of rare for me to like pick up like a date on day one, you know. It's just that like I'm just concerned about her like feeling like I don't want her to feel like I'm creepy, you know. Like I just want her to feel safe, you know. So I told her like, are you sure, you know, like I'm not saying I'm a serial killer, but I mean it's just that, you know, it's very rare for me to pick up like a girl on the first date, you know. It's generally we would meet like at a coffee shop, ice cream shop, you know, at the mall, and then we'd just, you know, talk, hang out. But yeah, I had to pick her up. We went to Roland Heights. It's like we went to get like some boba in Roland Heights. I've never been there, but the traffic was so fucking busy, dude. Like I legit was getting frustrated. Like my like I guess like Roland Heights is uphill. My signal was fucking up, dude. Like, and I was using Google Maps. So like, and then there was like so much construction, dude, like insane construction, so much traffic. I was like, where the fuck is this, dude? We spent like an hour, like in the same city, Roland Heights, just like trying to maneuver out, like trying to look for that exact same boba spot. And yeah, all just because my Google Maps was delaying, dude. Like I wasn't getting enough signal up hills. Cause, and yeah, like it was just frustrating, but then we got there and it was fun. She's tall, dude. Like once we got off the car, I gave her a hug, you know, because we didn't give it properly because I was driving. But I was like, damn, this girl is tall, dude. But I'm sorry. But no, she's really sweet. And then after that we got boba. We went to a park up in Roland Heights, and we had like a nice view of like the hills. It was really nice. I've never been there before, and it's mostly like an Asian community. So she told me that she feels like right at home, you know, because it's mostly like Chinese people, Cambodians, you know, Filipinos, and which is pretty cool. I've never really been to like places like that here in California, but that was pretty cool. And then I had another date with her. We went to go like watch a movie, like in my car, like in the back seat. And then it was like at Mount Baldy. It was pretty cool. It was fun. We watched like horror movies. We watched 13 Ghosts, and then we watched Castaway. The reason why we didn't finish watching 13 Ghosts just because she thought it was funny. She was like, "Oh, like American movies are so funny," and I was like, "You know what? Like that wasn't really the plan." Because I haven't watched 13 Ghosts in a while, so that's why I put it on, because I just love the designs, you know. And I hadn't watched in a while, but mm-hmm. She was like just laughing like at the designs. I was like, "Okay, like let me enjoy watching it," you know. Like I haven't watched it in a while, so. So we watched Castaway, and that was a lot better because she's never watched Castaway. And if you've watched Castaway, it has Tom Hanks when he gets stuck in an island after a plane crash. So that was really, really interesting. I hadn't watched that movie in a while. So yeah, and then it was just fun. Overall, a fun night. That was my second Tinder date with her. I'll probably have another date next week. So yeah, and then pretty much that's pretty much my week. It's been kind of busy, to be honest, aside from negotiating with the prices of selling more figures with the manufacturer that I previously worked for. It's just been like a pretty busy week, in my opinion. But yeah, no games. I haven't played any Switch at all. It's just right there, just sitting there, like eating dust, you know, collecting dust. I've been playing a lot of God of War, I will say, on my PS5. It just runs so smooth, and like I just love collecting like the new costumes, you know, armor. It's just so sweet, dude. But yeah, overall it's been a good week, you know. I've enjoyed this week. That's pretty much what I've been up to. What about you, Carlos?
Dang, I feel like this week has been pretty long, don't you think?
Yeah, it has.
I don't know why, because I feel like this week went by so long. But I feel like I didn't really do anything. I mean, I pretty much worked, but then I didn't switch jobs, but I guess you could say I did switch jobs. I was working from another city, now I'm working in another, doing another job. But pretty much in the same field of my scope of work. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, I've been working, been playing Super Mario 3D World, so that's fun. Still been grinding away Persona 5 Royale. I am not going to be able to beat it. I don't think I'll be able to beat it this month. And it's kind of a bummer because I need to beat one game a month was my resolution for New Year's.
Yeah.
And I'm working a lot, so I got to grind away. So I'm, as you can tell from the mic audio, it's not the same as usual. I'm using my headset mic, recording this in the hotel. And I freaking forgot to bring Persona 5 Royale. I packed everything. Like literally everything. And I literally left it on the couch, and I had all my gear on the couch. I guess that was just the last thing I forgot.
Wait. So you took your PS5, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, they have Persona 5 on the PSN store, the PS collection, PlayStation collection for PS5 owners.
Yeah, I know. But Persona 5 and Persona 5 Royale are two completely different. Well, they're the same game, but in Royale, there's like extra DLC story into it, probably like another like 60 hours. So I'm already like invested in that. I wouldn't say I'm invested in the DLC because I'm not that far, but I've already noticed so many different things than it did in the first game or the original, should I say.
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, I have other downloaded games. Like I could play The Pathless. I still want to beat that. I brought my Switch to play Mario. What else have I been playing? I think that's all I've been playing, is just Persona and Mario, really. Something interesting that happened this week. I went to Disneyland on Friday.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I went to Disneyland on Friday.
Disney Shop, right? The Disney downtown?
Yeah, downtown Disney, pretty much.
Okay, for sure.
But, dude, no joke.
Uh-huh.
I will stand by this every single time anyone mentions something.
All right, there's
their corn dogs are hands down the best corn dogs I'll ever eat. I went inside like California Adventure and they have like a corn dog shop right there. Dude, literally, their spicy corn dog is the, I have not had good food in like weeks or months or since Johnny's has been closed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the best fucking thing I have ever had. Like, I already knew it was really good, but man, when I had it Friday, oh boy, that thing hit the spot really good. I was like delighted to be eating a spicy corn dog while I was at Disneyland. It was like really fun.
For sure. For
so
sure.
I had went to, oh, sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was going to ask, are they still charging $10 to enter?
Yeah, for parking.
For parking. All right, all right.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. There's you pay $10 for parking. It's downtown Disney, so it's just a bunch of stores. You could go inside California Adventure, but you won't get far. I think they cap you. Like they have it blocked where you would go pretty much like the car's entrance, maybe a little bit less.
All right, for sure.
I don't know how far left or how far right you can go, but yeah, I'm not sure. Pretty much, I think to the left of it in California Adventure, you could go all the way up to the Monsters, Inc. ride.
Mm-hmm.
The comedy show. But yeah, the main reason why I went is because they opened up a new store, a Star Wars store in downtown Disney, and my friend was telling me about it, and he was saying, yeah dude, it's gonna be so sick, you need reservations to get in. And I was like, what, no way, how do you get reservations? We go online and they're all sold out like when we were checking. And then just for some weird reason, like, we just weren't doing anything at work, so we just kept hitting refresh the loading screen, refresh the times, and randomly a spot opened up and I was able to get in and reserve a spot. But the thing is, you can only bring one guest for one reservation, and you can't make two reservations under the same person. So me and him needed to reserve one so we could get my dad and my brother in because we were all working together. So I had a reservation at 2 o'clock. And then another reservation pops up for like 6 o'clock and he gets that one or so, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we both have reservations, but they're literally not together. So we won't be able to go in together still. So literally, I swear to God, dude, the whole entire day, we were just on our phones trying to get the same exact time reservations. So at one point during the day, I had to go poop and at work. And literally, like, we're both checking still, and I was in there. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna try and get a reservation while I'm pooping, whatever's. And then for some weird reason, I was like, I'm just gonna try once. And before I had left, he got a reservation for 4:30. And when I went poop, I literally refresh it, reservation for 4. I never fucking flinched so hard to make a reservation while I was in the bathroom before. And he literally came into the bathroom and he called me. He like he was like, dude. And I was like, I got it already. So that was weird talking between the stalls. but yeah, we were able to go together. It was pretty sick. I'm with my dad, my brother, and the homie Jack. The Star Wars store was really cool. It was nothing like amazing, but I did want to get a reservation because then there would be less people in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't want to go when it's grand opening and everyone's flooded the store in it whatsoever. But yeah, other than that, like, I had a really good time. We sat there for probably like 2 hours, maybe. Not just at the store, but at Disney, like the downtown Disney in general.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was pretty sick. We literally bought like 6 lightsabers in total. Like, if we're all together, the homie got one. I got Darth Vader's. The homie got Mace Windu's. My little brother got Count Dooku. And my dad got freaking Ahsoka's dual blades.
For sure.
So yeah, that was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
And what were you saying?
Oh, I'm like, that's cool. Cause like, you know, sorry to cut you off. You know how I don't know if you heard, but they've announced that they might open amusement parks and amusement rides in California, meaning that Six Flags, you know, Disneyland, you know, Knott's Berry Farm, they're gonna reopen, you know, with like, you know, with obviously with the limitations and whatnot, you know. But and they're thinking of planning of opening in like March or April. So it's pretty cool, you know.
Damn, I hope not. It's still COVID. It's not getting. It didn't. It hasn't gotten any better.
I honestly, like the cases are dropping down. To be honest, like I think we had like 7,000. Like
yeah, like, but that's still like bad, but, I mean, like if you think about it, did it really get better, or did we just learn to live with it?
I have to like, say the vaccines have helped quite a bit. I've heard, you know, studies have said that have shown that, you know, the vaccines.
True. I won't doubt that. But like, I mean, like we really risked it all to just keep going with like without the vaccine for so long, you know?
Yeah. You know,
I would
yeah.
say I, if anything, I would give it another year.
Fuck.
Like, look how fast last year went. I would give it another year just to be safe. I mean, we weren't even safe at the first time. I mean, you're not. Yeah, you've seen a bunch of Karens out there.
Oh, yeah,
wearing a mask is in my right. I don't need to wear it whatsoever. It's like, it's not, it's just like, it's not like a right. It's just courtesy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For all of us to be safe. I mean, yeah, you choose to not be, I guess. But I mean, like that, I mean, that's your choice. I'm not going to fight you on it, but it's just courtesy, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I don't got to open the door for you, but I'm gonna, because it's like a gesture, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, why, just like, what's stopping me from doing it? I don't have anything against you, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, but yeah, Downtown Disney was pretty fun. Yeah. It's pretty cool. They check your temperature and everything. So I guess it's safe to say to go through there if you're trying to, I guess, hit up a spot. Yeah. They also do sit down reservations too. Like you can make reservations on their website and you could actually sit down and eat there, and they like space you out and everything too.
Oh, so they allow you to eat now, huh?
There
at the restaurants, right?
Well, I don't know about all of them, because when I was there, some of them were closed, but mm-hmm. They had like outdoor seating and everything. But mm-hmm. like I said, you needed reservations to eat there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So yeah.
For sure, because I went like in December, and like the restaurants were all closed, you know, pretty much, except for the churro stands, you know, the hot dogs and stuff like that.
But
pretty much. But yeah, everything was closed. The restaurants were closed. I don't know about now, but
definitely. Last thing interesting, I found this controller designer on Instagram called LazaMods. LazaMods.
Mm-hmm.
And no joke, dude, I have never seen a more beautiful controller in my life. I've always, you know me, I love my Spider-Man everything whatsoever. I literally was just talking about ordering some more Spider-Man statues. And I seen that he had a custom Miles Morales controller. And I was like, damn, that thing looks really nice. Let me see it. And I went to his website for more pictures. I saw he had a Peter Parker Spider-Man controller, and I literally lost it. I was like, oh my God, it is so beautiful, dude. Like,
for PS5, right?
PS5 yes, controller. For PS5.
Sure.
And I was like, oh my God, how much is this thing? How much is he charging?
Mm-hmm.
$190.
Oh, what the fuck?
Okay, to be fair, the controller is $75. So you're basically paying $120 for the labor work, the paint, everything whatsoever. And I was like, oh my God, that's $200 for one controller. Man, maybe like if I had, like once I pay all my bills, maybe I'll just spoil myself for just one controller, you know? It looks really nice. And,
or you could sell me one of your controllers, you know, get the profit, you know, make it. No, okay.
Okay. Let me see. Crap, I want to see if I can send it to you.
Yeah, I want to see. I'm interested.
Yeah, it's like blue, red, everything, dude. Like, it's really, really nice.
Does it have the Spider-Man logo?
Yes, it does.
Oh, shit. Okay.
For sure. All right, check this out. I send it to you.
Okay, I see.
So, let me tell you, it's all blue, red buttons. It has a Spider-Man logo in the middle and everything, right? So I was looking at it and I was like, dang, I really want it, but I mean, I'm not gonna get it because it's too damn expensive. F that. So I literally let it go. I show the homie, Jack, the one I went to Disneyland with, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, dang, that's clean. Send me the link. I sent him the link and I was looking at it with him and I was looking at the options and it says custom controllers and something like that, where you could send in your own controller and get it cheaper. So I pretty much paid, like, I think without the controller, like me sending it in myself, it was like $100 for them to make it look like that Spider-Man controller. And I was oh, I do that. Like, I do $100 to freaking, I send in my own controller. I save $80, you know?
Yeah.
So I sent it in and everything. I check how long it's going to take. It says 5 to 6 weeks. And I was like, oh my God. And let me tell you, I forgot to tell you, they also have a PlayStation 1 edition controller. I was like, oh, that looks pretty cool too. I mean, I have two controllers. I'll send them both in, whatever. So I sent them both in. And now I only have one controller. And I had a homie come over to play. And I didn't have a controller to let him borrow because I freaking sent them out. But yeah, let me tell you, like, it's pretty cool because other controller designs, I would say, like Colorware, I think, is another brand. Controller Chaos. Some of the controllers they have do look nice and they are nice products. I've had a Colorware controller. I've custom made an Xbox Elite controller. I would say the detail is really good. But the thing is, they price their controllers, at least last time I saw their website, I could be wrong. They charge their controllers all the same price. They're all $199 no matter what. Maybe if you add some customization to it, like some engraving, that'll cost you like $20, make a difference. But no, like straight out flat, $199 is how much it costs, no matter what it looks like. And the thing about laser mods is that the Spider-Man is like $180, but it has so much detail. But if you go back and look at the PlayStation 1 edition, it's like $160. Like, there's, like, you're pretty much getting the price of how much detail is in the controller. Yeah. Like, they just have an all black one, and that one's $148.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot of detail into it, so it's cheaper. Or there's even one right here. It's $118. It's, like, all black and has, like, different buttons. But that's pretty much it. So you're pretty much paying for the detail. And at least from the pictures that they post on their Instagram, it looks like high quality detail. And
yeah,
I'm pretty excited. I can't wait. But damn, 6 weeks, that's literally almost the end of March.
God, that's like almost nearly like nearing April, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. April is after March. What'd you say?
I'm definitely digging the PS1 classic theme.
Yeah, dude, I was super hyped because, oh, well, it didn't even matter because I did the send-in service, but yeah, it's sold out. At least the PlayStation 1 Classic controller is sold out.
Yeah.
But,
so you get a discount when you do a send-in, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like, let me see. So, originally, the PlayStation, the Spider-Man, Peter Parker one, is $188.
Yeah.
And if you send it in, it's only $115. So, you pretty much save, what, $73?
For sure, yeah.
Pretty much the price of your controller, really.
Yeah. For sure, for sure. That's it.
So yeah, I just wanted to, like, not give them, well, I guess it kind of is a shout out, but I mean, I'm just super hyped on it because I never seen, like, so much detail in a controller. I mean, you could look at other controllers, but damn, when you see their controllers, it looks like they put, like, a lot of heart and effort into, like, detailing it and everything, you know?
Oh yeah.
They have some videos of them spraying the controllers and everything. So, like, it seems trustworthy, you know? I mean, I only got two controllers, so we'll see when it finally comes. So, I'll update you guys again.
For sure. I can't wait to see the results, you know.
Yeah, definitely, dude. I can't wait to, I'm just so excited.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's the only interesting thing that happened to me this week.
For sure.
Controllers, Disneyland, work.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it, dude. Well, that's episode 55. Nah. All right, we can hop into some movie news.
For sure.
So we finally got the Snyder Cut Justice League trailer, and we get a look at Jared Leto's Joker, Darkseid, and a couple other unseen shots. What did you think?
It looks badass, dude. Right away, dude. You go to the comment section on either YouTube or Twitter or like Facebook, you'll see a lot of, you know, MCU fans like just, you know, just saying, you know, bad things about the trailer and stuff like that. Honestly, to me, dude, like, I'm a fan of MCU, but I'm gonna say, like, this trailer looks badass, dude.
Like, definitely. Have you seen the original Justice League?
I've seen some parts of it, and I heard, like, some bad things about it. So I didn't really bother watching full movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's just, like, watching this trailer is, like, reminiscent of, like, obviously the first Justice League film.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I do have to agree on, because a lot of commentators, like, were saying that the characters look, the villains look so dull and gray, you know?
Yeah.
And I have to agree with that, you know? Like, the villains look all gray and just bland, you know? Like, they don't have that much color, like, how Thanos would have, you know? You know, it's just, I don't know. But other than that, like, it looks good, dude. Like, and it is coming from Zack Snyder. So, yeah, I have really high expectations.
Definitely. I wish I would have seen a couple of more, like, new shots that they didn't show in the movie. Because, literally, I watched the movie probably, like, 3 times. And most of the shots are pretty familiar. But, definitely, I did notice some different shots. But, other than that, yeah, I'm pretty interested. I'm pretty intrigued. I can't wait. I don't want to see anymore. I don't want to know anymore. But yeah, other than that, I know it's going to be global now. I guess it wasn't going to be. It was just going to be United States in April or March, actually, right? March is the release date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, March 18th. But what do you think about Jared Leto?
Oh, dude, he's pretty much like the same character he played in the movie we watched like 2 weeks ago.
The Little Things?
Yeah, the Little Things. Yeah, long hair, you know, just psychopath, you know, like a crazy ass dude.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much he's just, you know, the same character just with, you know, Joker makeup on, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, like, I feel like Jared Leto's going to like kill it, you know? He's going to show people what he's truly capable of doing, you know, for as Joker, you know?
Yeah, hopefully he has like at least like some movie shots, you know, something new. Yeah. Or I mean, it's a 4-hour long movie. I at least hope we could see at least like 15 minutes of him.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, only other movie news we have is that Mortal Kombat trailer, though.
Oh, yeah. Fucking badass, dude.
April 16th. We got to look at a couple of characters. If you have not seen that trailer, definitely go check it out. Do you think this movie is going to be as successful as Sonic in video game movies?
Most likely, dude, just cause, especially cause, you know, it's going to be a rated R film. It's not PG or PG-13, like the way Sonic was.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this movie's going to succeed just like the way It and Deadpool did, as both movies were rated R films and yet they succeeded in the box office, you know? I feel like this movie's capable of doing that, you know, being another rated R film that makes a shit ton of money at the box office, you know? Even with the pandemic, you know, I just feel like they'll still succeed. Streams, you know.
Definitely. Is this day one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Drive-in, you know.
Drive-in. I'm definitely going to watch it. I still need to tune my surround sound setup. So definitely going to be watching this on my TV. Sure. I would like to go see it in IMAX or like a movie theater, but we're still in a pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
Then again, I did just go to freaking Downtown Disney and I'm over here. We're still in a pandemic. It's kind of hypocritical. Yeah. But, I mean, hey, I don't know what to say. if they space out the movie seats, yeah, I'll try it. But
yeah.
I got to see how their lineup and movie seats are. Because the movie theater from the house is still closed.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, yeah, the Mortal Kombat trailer, I thought it looked awesome. The first time I watched it, I watched it with no audio, but I was just looking at it visually. Man, it looks really good.
Yeah, CGI is good.
Yeah, World dude. It literally looks like I wouldn't say they're mimicking the video game, but that shot when Sub-Zero turned Scorpion's blood into a blade made out of ice, I was like, God damn, that was awesome. And then he makes the ice wall behind him and throws him through it. I was like, man, that was so good. Yeah, dude, I really enjoyed the trailer. Definitely, yeah, it was just too good.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't know why, but when I did watch it for a second time and I was listening to the dialogue and the story setup and everything, I feel like the story might be trash, but I don't know yet. Like the plot and everything might be trash, but I'm pretty sure the fights and the visuals are going to be freaking awesome.
Yeah,
they're going to be definitely worth a watch. And especially like at the end of the trailer, you get like a glimpse that there is going to be fatalities in the movie. Like, oh my God, it's going to be so hype. I can't wait to see what they pull out. But I assume like, dang, I forgot the main villain. Shao Kahn?
Yeah. Or Shang Tzu, I think.
Shang Tzu? Who's that?
I forgot.
Wow, some Mortal Kombat fans. I think it's Shao Kahn.
And you know what? Have you watched the original Mortal Kombat film?
No, 1990? Dude.
You never watched it?
No, I heard it's funny or it's bad.
It's obviously it's like from the 90s, dude. It's pretty outdated, but I remember watching it when it like back when I was little. But could you imagine, dude, if this film with the CGI, with the visual effects it has, could you imagine this film came out back in the 90s, dude? People would have lost their shit, huh? With the CG effects, you know how?
Oh yeah, dude, definitely.
Yeah, it's like if you were to show King Kong films like back in the 1930s, you know, when King Kong was pretty big, you know, man, showing them like King Kong 2005, you know, they'd be pretty amazed, you know, to see all the CG effects. But yeah, so it looks good. Definitely day one for me.
Okay, I see where you get that name. Yeah, Shang Tzu, at least when you Google it, is the main antagonist in Mortal Kombat. But I was thinking of, you get a glimpse of Shao Kahn, the big fucking boss, right there, just standing with his skull and bones and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Mortal Kombat, April 16th, I can't wait. That's literally like a month after HBO releases Justice League, March 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be rolling out movies, dude. They got Justice League March 18th, King Kong at the end of March, and Mortal Kombat the first 2 weeks of April.
For sure.
That's going to be banger after banger after banger. Or at least we assume. But
yeah.
I know King Kong's going to whoop. I know that's going to be a banger.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's funny because like 2020, we didn't get any good films on, did we? Except for Sonic and what else?
What did come out 2020? I mean, then again, movies did get pushed back because no one knew what they wanted to do, if they wanted to get released. We did have some lineups and everything, but most of them just got delayed, really.
Bro, you know, okay, like I've always asked this question to myself, like, what would have happened if Endgame were to come out in 2020 instead of 2019, you know? A year later, you know, like instead of it coming out at 2019, it would come out at 2020 during the pandemic. You think it would have succeeded, you know? And, you know, the box office success that it originally did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that would have sucked for Disney.
Yeah, but Disney got money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But yeah, that would have sucked if they would have released it, like, during the pandemic, Endgame, you know?
I mean, I know they're still holding out on Black Widow, that they don't want to release it. Digital or streamingly, they want it for a movie theater release. That's why they haven't done anything with it.
Yeah, true, true.
But other than that, I mean, that's pretty much all the movie news that we got. We could segue ourselves into some video game news.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much the biggest thing that happened this week is the Nintendo Direct had like a 50-minute Direct. Did you watch any of it?
No, I didn't, dude. I didn't.
I watched some of it because I've been at work, but I pretty much grabbed like the biggest things that I thought were pretty important to talk about. So, Fall Guys is finally coming to Nintendo Switch this summer, dude.
Sure.
Hopefully, we get closer and closer to either crossplay, or cross progression. Because I was getting tired of playing on my PC account mainly, and then going to play on my PlayStation to play with some PlayStation homies, you know? I wish I could have carried my progress over to both systems, but unfortunately you can't. But seeing that it's coming to Xbox and Nintendo Switch, we're going to see a lot more variety of players hopping in. And hopefully we can bring those things in next. But what do you think?
You know, I'm just thinking about the frame rate for the Switch, honestly. That's so many characters on screen, you know?
Damn, I didn't think about that. That's true.
Yeah, like, I don't know if maybe it's possible, you know, after all, the graphics aren't really that demanding, you know, it's similar to that of like Mario Kart, you know, which Mario Kart.
But think about it. What about Fortnite?
Yeah, even Fortnite doesn't even run. Fortnite doesn't even run at 60 frames per second. It runs at 30.
Yeah, no, but like building like Fortnite builders on Nintendo Switch, how does that frame rate look? Have you seen it? Have you even played Fortnite on Switch?
I played it on Switch when I was in Mexico. It was kind of laggy, dude. Not gonna lie, it was kind of like stuttering.
Damn.
Yeah.
I can only imagine how many Fall Guys, like when they're falling from the sky, like mm-hmm. how the frame rate's gonna be, and they're just all screaming, "Woo, woo, 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 woo!" But yeah, I'm super hyped. It's yeah, like I said, it's coming to Xbox also, so that's pretty hype.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of Xbox homies that been wanting to play Fall Guys, but they didn't want to convert to another console to play. Even though both consoles are clearly superior. No, just kidding. But yeah, I mean, good for Xbox, you know.
Yeah.
Only a matter of time when they bring it cross platform and then we can all play together. That'd be awesome.
PC's gonna slay.
But yeah, other than that, they announced Zelda Skyward Sword HD mm-hmm. coming July 16th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever played Skyward Sword?
No, I've never played a Zelda game.
Really? Wow.
I swear.
It's dude, just, you should you play... Know. I don't know mm-hmm. why I just recommend this one. Link's Awakening on Nintendo Switch. Dude, it is beautifully stunning.
I've heard.
It's really cool.
Link's Awakening. Is that from the 90s? Was that originally released
from the Game Boy Color, I believe.
Oh, shit. All right. And they remade it, right? Like, it's not a remaster, a remake.
Right. I would say... It's more of like Resident Evil 2. Resident Evil 2 is a remake, right?
Yeah, the new one, yeah. It's a remake.
What do you call Ratchet and Clank? PS4.
That's a remake too. The new one that's just coming out, that came out like 2016, yeah, that's a remake.
Yeah, because it's not the original. I mean, it is the original, but it's not.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. A remaster would be like the developers using the same source code, you know, like the same engine, just updating the textures up to like 4K, you know, adding more polygons to the character. That's pretty much a remaster. But a remake is mostly when you like model out, like,
and you build it from the ground up, right?
Ground up, yeah, pretty much.
Okay, yeah. So Skyward Sword HD is neither of those. I wouldn't say it's a remaster, or I don't know. Because it literally says HD. I mean, I guess you could say remaster because it is like upgraded pixels, like you said, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, it still looks really... I don't know. To me, it looks pretty bad visually. Like, it doesn't... I wouldn't say it looks terrible, but it looks less appealing than anything that they showed like mm-hmm. in the Direct. And this was supposed to be like one of their big hitters. Mm-hmm. But... honestly, other than that, I've never played Skyward Sword, and they're charging $60 for just a rehashed HD version of a Wii game. Kind of sucks, but I've never played it, so I guess I'll pay for that price. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't look amazing. Like, oh my god, it looks so good. Like, it just looks like, oh, it just looks a little better, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Definitely go check it out if you're definitely interested. I noticed a lot of people were kind of turned off by Skyward Sword because of the controls. So mm-hmm. with the Wii and the nunchuck, the Wii controller and the nunchuck, with the Wii controller, you would swing left and right to swing Link's sword, use your nunchuck to block, and they completely remapped it to work with Joy-Con, so that's pretty cool. And they also made it playable so you could play it in handheld mode.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I sure. never played Skyward Sword, so I cannot tell you the backstory on it. But other than that, all they announced after that was they're going to release some Joy-Cons to go with the game. Not together, mm-hmm. obviously, separately. And they look really nice. Purple and blue represent the Master Sword and the Hyrule Shield. So that's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
But so you never played a Zelda game. You're nuts.
Never, just because I was mostly like a PlayStation person. I hadn't really owned a Nintendo console until I got the Switch. Mm-hmm. But even before that, I had the original, like the OG Super Nintendo system.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's just that I always had a PlayStation. So and honestly, like To be honest, like, Zelda doesn't really, like, catch my interest. I prefer more of, like, hack and slash, like, that of, like, you know, God of War or, like, other games, you know,
mm-hmm.
from PlayStation. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I've always preferred PlayStation exclusives. I'm not even being a fanboy. It's just honesty. Like, it's just, I just feel like it has, like, it's more like the PlayStation games, like Ratchet and Clank, you know, Jak and Daxter. I feel like those games are, like, marketed towards, like, you know, teens. Whereas, mm-hmm. you know, Breath of the Wild or, like, Zelda games are more, like more, they're like, aimed for, like, you know, like, not little kids, but, you know, maybe, like, 7-year-old, 8-year-olds, you know, in a way, you know.
Yeah, I get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm hyped for it, but I'm not hyped that it's $60 and it doesn't look crazy good, in my opinion, mm-hmm. compared to Link's Awakening. As all I'm saying, Link's Awakening looks completely different from the original, but it's still the same game. This is still the same game, but it just looks slightly better. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even like crazy better. It's just slightly better, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I'll feel different once I play. One thing I'm also not cool with is the $60 price tag. Like I said, I was cool with it, but like, it's just Nintendo being Nintendo. They can mm-hmm. resell their games for any price and anyone would pay for it, you know? Like, they're yeah. not afraid of the backlash because they know you'll buy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But to be fair, I will say Nintendo's games do hold up.
Yeah, they do.
You know, like, everyone, you could go back to play GameCube and still have a good time, like, playing Mario Strikers or even, like, people are still playing Super Smash Bros. Melee. And mm-hmm. I think that game looks like crap. At least yeah. compared to newer games, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I wouldn't say it's unplayable because it is playable and it's still enjoyable. Because you mm-hmm. could, like, they just make their games last forever, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, like, even playing the original Super Mario Bros., that is still, like, pretty fun time, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've had recommendations or questions where, dude, I want to get my kid into video games. Like, what game do you think I should get him to start? And I was like, honestly, dude, just let him play Mario. Literally, mm-hmm. all you do is just go left, right, and jump. Get on the yeah. flag, you know? All you got to do is avoid enemies and just jump gaps. Like, it's not, it's really, it's, I'm not saying that, like it's, like, simple. I would, like, yeah, there's a learning curve because it gets difficult and difficult, more difficult later down the line. But it's so easy and so fun to start with, you know? The music is catchy, like everything, just visually too. Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah. But speaking of Mario, we got a Mario Golf game coming out this year, coming out June 25th, called Mario Golf Super Rush. And honestly, I don't know why, but I was listening to a podcast before the Nintendo Direct, and they were talking about like it was like a long I was just catching up on backlogs of podcasts. Like, I think I was listening to a podcast I missed in like August of last year, and they were talking about Mario Golf and Mario Strikers, and I was like, honestly, I've never played a Mario Golf game or Pokemon mm-hmm. Pinball on the Game Boy. Mm-hmm. I wonder what those are like. And literally the next day, Mario Golf Super Rush coming out June 25th, and I was like, what the hell? I am definitely gonna play this because it looks pretty tight. Yeah, dude, I'm not gonna lie, it looks pretty tight. I'm into it.
It does, like, yeah, it does.
I was gonna say, I thought about it when I saw the trailer. I was like, high key, that looks pretty cool. I don't know if I'll buy it day one, but I'll probably wait for a sale. And then I said that, and I was like, who am I kidding? They're not gonna put it on sale. I might as well get it day one.
yeah.
But what are your thoughts on it? What'd you think?
I was gonna ask you, do you even play golf? Like,
no, I like mini golf though, or putt putt.
Yeah, Cosmic Golf, you know. All right, yeah, you're right. You know, actually, like, I'm not really a huge golf fan. I know who Tiger Woods is, and you know, stuff like that.
But, he better be. He's professional.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I'm not really a huge golf fan. I've never really watched like an actual golf event, you know. But but for sure, it does look fun. It reminds me a little bit of Mario Party in a way. Just because, like, the way you battle it out with friends to race to the hole, mm-hmm. to where the hole is at, where you made the hole.
Yeah, the Super Rush.
Yeah, Super Rush. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it looks fun, dude. Would I get it? Absolutely not. Just because, like, this is meant for, like...
How dare you?
Yeah, this is meant for, like, having a lot of friends on play this game. And for me, you know, I don't even play online on the Switch.
You have me.
Wait, what?
I said you have me.
I know. But I just don't really use it. Like, I don't use online at all.
True.
I'm more of a story-based person, to be honest.
I wonder if we could play Super Rush locally. That would be kind of fun. But yeah, sorry, I cut you off.
No, that's pretty much what I had to say. It looks fun, dude. Like, the motion controls looks pretty accurate. It better be accurate for how much you're spending, you know, on Joy-Cons. But it looks good, though.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. So you could use your Joy-Cons to obviously swing the golf. Damn, what is that thing? Golf putter? Your putter? Your putt stick?
Yeah, I don't know.
To hit the ball, kind of like Wii Sports. And instantly when I saw the motion controllers, I was like, just give us Wii Sports. Give us Wii Sports HD. I don't care if it doesn't look that good. I'll pay $60 for that. You know what I mean? And I also saw that, well, let me finish the Mario Golf. Mario Golf Super Rush has Speed Rush mode that changes the game pretty much. It's just a different type of mode that you could play where you could play up to three other players online and there's no turns. You're literally just speed rushing how many holes you could get done and who does it the quickest. And you could get power ups, kind of like get a star and you're running on the field. You can knock your enemies over, get a ice flower and just make the floor all slippery and glide through other players. It looks really dope. Looks pretty hectic. I can't wait. But I was saying once I saw those motion controls to swing the putt-putt to hit the golf ball, I instantly thought, just give us Wii Sports. What are you holding out on? Why can't we have Wii Sports on the Nintendo Switch? The motion controls will be perfect for that game. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was thinking, I was like, they also gave us I don't know if it's just a port or HD or remaster, but they gave us Miitopia. I don't know anything about that fucking game, but all I know is that that game came out in the 3DS. And if they're going to port games over to the Switch, they might as well give us Wii Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. I don't know who else likes Wii Sports as much as me, but I like Wii Sports. And another thing that came to my thought was, like, I can only imagine, like I've been asking for years, Pokemon Stadium 3, how fun those mini games would be with motion controls or anything with the Joy-Cons, let alone like as a party game, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, but that's my Nintendo rant. Give us Wii Sports and Pokemon Stadium 3 and Pokemon Diamond and Pearl Remastered, just like you did. What was the last Pokemon game? Sun and Moon?
Mm-hmm.
And the ones prior to that, Omega Ruby and Omega Sapphire? I'm pretty sure that's not one prior. Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee.
Yeah,
just give us remasters of Pokemon Diamond and Pearl Platinum, please. That's literally the generation of Pokemon that I grew up on. I only mentioned that because I was talking about Pokemon Stadium and their 25th anniversary is coming up. But other than
your first Pokemon game was what, back in 2011, right? Did you mention that?
Yeah, I believe so. Maybe even, no, I think 2008, dude.
Damn.
Let me see.
My generation of Pokemon was Yellow on the old school Game Boy. And then after that I picked up Ruby, Emerald, and Sapphire. And that shit was so fun, dude. Like, I remember just taking my Game Boy SP and just playing that game everywhere. I had all three games too, so that was pretty cool.
That's sick. Yeah, dude, I never played Pokemon. My cousins were super into Pokemon and we would just always play at their house. Like, I would just watch over their shoulder and they would be playing. And Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, well, Game Boy, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance. And then once me and my brother got our DSs, I don't know what like snapped us into it, but like my dad pre-ordered both of them because we wanted them, and I could honestly can't even think of a reason why I would want Pokemon. Like, like I would watch my cousins play and I wouldn't think anything of it. I'll just be like, yeah, like cool. Like I wasn't like like, dang, that looks boring. Or I wasn't like, dang, that looks so cool. It was just more like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I never watched Digimon either. Let me see. And yeah, I just don't know what consumed us of like, yeah, like pre-order Pokemon for us, you know? Like, I can't think of a reason, dude. And yeah, that was back in 2006. Pokemon Diamond and Pearl came out in 2006. September 28th, to be exact. At least that's what it says on Google. 2006. And I remember me and my brother going to pick it up at the Rancho Victoria Gardens GameStop. That's where my dad took us and everything. So, yeah, I can't honestly think of, like, what consumed us. Like, Dad, buy it for us. Buy it for us. Pre-order it. We want it. And he did, I guess. And, yeah, I can't think of a reason why. But yeah, I love that was my first Pokemon game and I loved it to the very end and I will stand by that reason just because I knew nothing about Pokemon and that was my entry. I knew Pokemon, but I didn't like watch the show, nothing.
Fuck. So you've never watched like the OG of Pokemon, right?
With I've only watched the movies. I watched Pokemon 2000, Pokemon
Mewtwo Strikes Back.
The first movie. But I think that's the only two movies. Damn, just with Moltres, Articuno, Zapdos, and the Mewtwo movie. That's the first movie, but and then Pokemon 2000.
Classic films.
Entei movie is with Moltres and everyone, right?
I think so. I haven't really kept up with the movies.
But yeah, so hopefully we can get those. Their 25th anniversary is coming up. Stop buying fucking kids' meals at McDonald's, you scalpers.
For real, dude. I noticed that too at the McDonald's.
Yeah, they have signs up saying only one kid's meal per car. It's pretty insane.
For real. Yeah, but, dude, like it's weird, you know, these are grown ass people. I mean, no, like no offense to those people that are into that stuff, but it's just that why are you scalping? Why are you such a douche, dude? Like,
yeah, why do you need more than one?
Yeah, dude, like, let these kids, like, actually get their Happy Meal and you know, just be happy, you know? But these, you know, entitled, you know, grown-ass men, you know, like, you know, they think it's right, you know? Oh,
buying 100.
Yeah, dude, it's insane, dude.
Yeah, buying 100 is like, come on, dude. Literally, like, no self-control or, I don't know.
Yeah. Must be I rich, mean, you know?
I mean, then again, there's me like buying fucking $200 controller pretty much.
No, but you're
fucking talking about self control. I felt like I'm gonna scalp the controller, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, 100 Happy Meals. That's where you like, where do you draw the line, you know?
Dude, like, and wait till they realize that these Pokemon cards are not gonna be worth for that much, you know, in the future. I doubt
it. They can't be. There's so many McDonald's.
Yeah.
They can't be rare. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is insane. How many McDonald's are in the United States?
There's a shit ton.
I would say probably over, for sure, 50,000, in my opinion. I don't know. That's probably an exaggeration. But, like, they can't be. They can't be rare.
True.
Google, let's see if it helps me out. Oh, wow. No, I am way off. As of 2015, 14,000 McDonald's in the country.
Yeah.
Okay, so 50,000 is an over-exaggeration, I guess. But, I mean, even at that, that's still a lot. You know what I mean? There's no way. But, I mean, hey, whatevers. Gotta stop scalping. This COVID pandemic has made a bad habit of making scalpers and didn't make it any easier. People still can't get PS5s and people still can't get Xboxes. Even in some cases, people still can't get Nintendo Switches.
Yeah, I've
which
heard.
Sucks. But I mean, hey, you're quarantined. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, just sucks.
But other than that, dude, there's no more news unless you have something you want to relay. I didn't put in notes.
That's pretty much it. Damn, I could have sort of saw some news. Except for Silent Hill. I think we talked about it in the previous podcast. But Yeah, not sure, dude.
All right, well, pretty much, this is pretty much the end of the podcast, but we usually go over some community questions from our Discord. You could join our Discord in the description below, wherever you're listening to this too. You can ask us questions and pretty much the local questions tab on the left. If you don't know how Discord works, it's pretty much, I would say, like a group chat, but it's more than a group chat. Like, it's all organized and everything. People ask questions in the questions tab. People post video games in the video games tab and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, only question we got was from Steezless, our editor, our friend Vince Urbina. He says, what was your first console?
Ooh, my first console? Fuck. Legit, I think it has to be the Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the year, 1999? Or no, 2001, I think. This is the time when, when PS2 and PS1 were out. So, yeah, my daddy got that for us, for me and my brother, my sister. And yeah, I honestly, it was fun, dude, as outdated as it was, you know, because it was like 2 years. I think it was like 11 years that it had been out at the time. It was still fun, dude. Yeah, dude, just good times, you know, for sure. The Sega Genesis console. Then after that, it was a Super Nintendo.
Nice.
What about you?
Yeah, dude. So I finally got this question answered from my dad. Like, I literally asked him, because I always ask him like what was my first like game, and he just didn't know. Like, but I was asking the wrong question. I wanted to ask him like, what was my first console, and he told me that it was the PlayStation 1. When did the PlayStation 1 come out?
It came out in 1996 and 95.
PlayStation 1 came out in 1994.
Ooh, in Japan. Japan, my bad.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, no, it says date introduced. So I assume 1994, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 1995 in North America.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, my dad told me my first console was PlayStation 1, but My first game that I've ever gotten was my Game Boy, the very first Game Boy, the original fat model. And he got it with Tetris and Ninja Turtles. I will never forget playing Ninja Turtles on that thing growing up. It was so fun. I'll never forget the day I asked my dad. I was like, what consumed you of just getting me a Game Boy? Like, did I ask for it? Like, what was it like? I don't remember asking for it. He was like, no, I think I just came home and I just got it for you. And I just brought it home and said, here. And I was like, sick. And then he was like, but the PlayStation, yeah, I'll never forget opening up the PlayStation. It was for me and my sister growing up. We got it for Christmas. He got her The Little Mermaid and he got me Rayman.
Yeah, cool ass dad.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. But so the order of how I got into gaming is my Game Boy, and then I started PC gaming on my computer, and then he got us the PlayStation 1.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he told me. So yeah, I was playing Hercules, the Disney game, on my computer. So that was pretty fun.
For sure. Good times, yeah. Man.
Yeah, countless memories I'll never forget. Never forget. Yeah, what was after the PlayStation 1? I think I never owned a Nintendo console until the Wii. Literally, I had a Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy SP, Nintendo DS, and then a Wii. I didn't even have I didn't have the original DS. I had the DS Lite, to be exact.
Yeah.
All black. Oh man, I'll never forget when I got that too for my birthday. That was awesome. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's pretty much it. We'll wrap up the episode there, man.
For sure, for sure.
But
you want me to say it?
Yeah, you go for it.
All right. And that was episode 55 of the Local Podcast. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Store, and that one app you know about that we don't. Also join the Discord. You can find direct links in the description of wherever you're listening to. Thanks for everything, and we'll see you next week. How's that?
Holla. All right, peace out, dude.